views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Second hour of the program, another Tuesday night. If you're just joining us, I'm Yo Andrew. Thanks for coming and listening to me. And if you've been listening, well, I hope I'm not whining. Wink. See, I just winked, but you can't see. It's radio. Okay. Howard Forrest, our phone screener. Mary Clayson, Skalki, my producer. Moon Summer, my voiceover personality. My father spectating, Teddy Giordano, and I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. It is Endometriosis Awareness Month. It's a month where we aware a woman's disorder that's affecting over 13 million women in the United States, may even be more. And one of the hardest things about this disease is trying to knock it out, trying to find a cure. And one of the ways to do that is to aware. And that's what we're doing this month of March. And like I've been campaigning the past week, it's very simple. You call in $1, a Washington goes to endometriosis awareness. And that's what we're doing here. We already raised, $45? And at the end of the month, we hope to reach 100. And I think we will. And it's going to go to finding a cure, more commercials, and really helping the organizations online and on the floor to do that. And joining me on my program right now to help me out, and she's done great things. I've heard so many great things about this organization that I said, well, she's got to be on. She's got to be on the program. She is the CEO and co-founder of Endo Warriors. Endo Warriors is a support organization for women that focuses on helping each other to fight against the devastating effects of endometriosis, the leading cause of pelvic pain and infertility in women. Through the group, we exchange ideas, current research, give support to those in need. We could all use someone who understands what someone is going through and how they're feeling who has endometriosis. And after this organization failed to find a support group in the New York area, Jill and her two partners, Nicole and Jordan, combined forces to create a safe place to tell your story. Having a place to vent, the B word, the S word, cry, laugh, and feel like you have a group of women who understand how you feel and who are here to help you. Well, there's also men who are wondering how you are feeling, and hopefully we can help you too. Join me on my program here on the O. Andrew News Talk Show is Jill Fursick, and she is on my phone line. Jill, welcome to the program.
Hi, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for joining me. You don't sound nervous at all. All through Facebook, I'm nervous. Oh. I'm going to ramble. You are like going right in strong. I'm great, Andrew. Thanks. See? It's not that hard.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing really well. This actually has been one of the best programs so far this year. I feel comfortable. We had a great first hour. We had a great caller. Everything's working the way it plans. And we hope you at Endo Warriors is feeling the same way today.
Oh, yes. I'm actually having a good pain day, like yesterday. So I'm ready to talk about whatever you'd like to know.
You are the CEO and co-founder of Endo Warriors, ENDO-WARRIORS. Endo Warriors, that's the title of your organization. For some of my audience who might not know, what is endometriosis and how did this condition lead you to form this online organization?
Well, first let me say that endometriosis is not sexually transmitted. They're not really sure what causes it, but it's been found in fetuses, so it's believed to be partly genetic. and possibly environmental. Some women have symptoms at the start of puberty and others later in life, and it affects roughly 176 million women worldwide, and it is the leading cause of pelvic pain and infertility. Medically, endometriosis is an endometrial-like tissue, which is similar to the tissue that's found in the inside lining of the uterus. But this tissue is found outside of the uterus, and they are benign tumors that grow in different areas of the pelvis. These lesions can act like hundreds of blisters, causing pain to the surrounding tissue and nerves. And they also bleed each month, but unlike with a period, it has nowhere to go, which causes a lot of inflammation and irritation in the pelvis. Endometriosis can also cause adhesions, and those are bands of fibrous tissue which can cause organs to stick together. It's mostly found on the uterus, the ovaries, the bladder, and pelvic abdominal wall, and in some cases can be found in the rectum and vagina. And in rare cases, it's been seen in the diaphragm, lungs, and even the brain. But, you know, on a more personal level, endometriosis is extremely painful, and for some it's very debilitating. The most common symptoms are pelvic pain during periods or any time of the month, painful urination or bowel movements, lower back and leg pain, chronic fatigue, and painful sex, which is my least favorite symptom. And as I mentioned previously, there's difficulty with infertility. We started our organization, Endo Warriors, because even though the disease is so common, found in 1 in 10 women, it's not very well known, which leaves many women feeling extremely isolated. I felt like there was nobody in my life who could possibly grasp how this disease was affecting me, and I was just really lucky to meet Nicole Malachi, and by chance, we discovered that we both had the disease, and we decided to start an organization where endo patients could support each other. And the first person to contact us was our now co-founder, Jordan Davidson. And they're both really brilliant and empathetic women, and I'm really lucky to be working with them.
When times get hard because of endometriosis, how does Endo Warriors keep you going?
Honestly, this organization has saved my life. 2 years ago, I was having another surgery. I've had three in the past 5 years. My pain had gotten really bad that all I could do was go to work and come back home and be in bed. And I wasn't seeing my friends or my family very often, and I felt very alone. And now I have this incredible group of women who also have this disease. And, you know, we teach each other more about the disease and about available treatments. And now I have all this emotional support, and I feel very loved by the community. I feel really lucky to have these brave, strong women in my life. And I think all of the women involved in Endo Warriors feel that way about each other. We're just like one big family, and it's a really good feeling to have these kinds of people, you know, supporting you and saying, like, you know, we're here for you, we understand how you feel.
Well, I think you're doing great things. And I think
Thank you.
The pain that you must go through each and every day and try not to think of the negatives and really look at the positives, I think you're doing great things, and I think you and many other organizations that I see that tries to show and aware endometriosis should also get the same credit. I mean, I'm not excluding any other disorders or diseases. I believe every disorder and disease should be treated, should find a cure, but it has gotten hard. Breast cancer has become mainstream. Cancer has become mainstream. Alzheimer's. But then there are other types that are hidden. And that I believe could be a struggle. It's actually getting on the news and not going for a 5-minute segment at your local station. It's going out on CNN for a whole month every day and say, well, guess what? This is real. And I thought it was only 14 million. You just shared 136 million worldwide. So this is a lot larger.
176, Andrew.
176. You know, I'm giving too many low numbers. I mean, of course, we want to be 14 million, or we want to be zero. And
you know, it's interesting. One of our facts was that if all the women in the world who had endometriosis banded together and formed their own country, we'd be the seventh largest country in the world.
Wow.
Just to give you an idea of how many of us there are.
well, that
and
is scary.
It's interesting that you brought up cancer because I actually had cancer last year.
Really?
I didn't realize I had cancer because I was on my appendix, and the whole time I thought it was pain from endometriosis. And, you know, my cancer has been cured. It's been removed surgically, and I'm still in agony almost every day because of the endometriosis. You know, with the cancer, there's ways to treat it. There's ways to remove it, and I'm not saying that endometriosis is worse. I'm just saying for me, it's been more painful. And for my co-founder, Nicole, she had stage 3 lymphoma. And she just recently wrote an article for EverydayHealth.com titled, "My Period is More Painful Than Cancer." And her struggle with endometriosis, she feels, excuse me, has been a lot harder than her struggle with cancer. And she talks about that in her interview there.
Right now we are speaking with the co-founder and CEO at Endo Warriors, Jill Fiercek. She's on my phone line. I think what you and your partners and the Endo sisters have done is the smartest thing out of all. You went online. Online is a simple tool. It's funny because everyone thinks it's still so hard to give out a message. You have the internet. And even though there's a lot of negatives about it, of course, the distraction and being in the house. Yes, I know that. But what the internet has done is take something that you have that maybe if it wasn't for the internet, I probably wouldn't have known about it. And many of my audience members, as we speak, wouldn't have known about it. So I see that the internet, you creating Endo Warriors on Facebook and having over 4,000, and I got that right, that number right, 4,000, over 4,000 likes really shows that the internet can work and the internet can be used for the greater good. But what about a website? I see it's that you have Endo Warriors on Facebook, you got it on Twitter, and I think it's great. One of my favorites on the Facebook page is the Endo Facts of the Day. But what about a website? EndoWarriors.com. I like it. I like it, Jill.
So we do have a website. We just started it. It's very bare bones and in its early stages. So we'll begin promoting our website once we have it fully functioning with all the information we wish to share. For now, everyone can stay up to date on our Facebook and Twitter and our pins on Pinterest. On Facebook, we give emotional support via the page and Twitter. And that's been like a really big part of using the internet to our own devices. You know, a few months ago, I was tweeting with a woman in Australia and we were, you know, I was giving her emotional support and then advice about alternative therapies when the things that her doctor was trying weren't really working for her. And it was just incredible to talk to a woman halfway around the world about this disease and feel like I helped her. We also do in-person support groups and we announce those on our Facebook page and our Google Calendar. We have them every month in New York City, Westchester, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. Soon we will have support groups in Denver and Amsterdam and hopefully many more cities in the U.S. and abroad. Another big program we're working on right now is called Endo Buddies, which you can sign up for on our page as well. And Endo Buddies, you fill out a form if you have endometriosis, and we match you based on your geographical location and the type of connection you want with another, and we match you with another endo patient so that you can have one-on-one support with another woman who has endometriosis. And finally, our goal also is, other than awareness, is education. So the facts of the day that you were discussing was created by our other co-founder, Jordan Davidson. I find them very useful. You know, they have a lot of great information about endometriosis, and the great thing is they're really easy to share. So people can share them easily on Facebook, they can share them on Twitter and Instagram, they can even share them on their phone because it's a JPEG. You know, in this day and age, patients really have to be their own advocates, and we want to help them do that. And they're also helping us to spread awareness about what this disease is really like, you know.
Jill Fiercek, she is the co-founder and CEO at Endo Warriors, and you can go right on their Facebook page, facebook.com/EndoWarriorsSupport, and you could be a part of this brand new family. One last question. You are, you know, talking about Endo Buddies, and I think it's a great idea. And like I said again, the internet's going to be a great tool to promote that. But it's got to be hard, though, because you have different countries with different healthcare systems, and how they might look at endometriosis might be a little bit different than how we look at it here. But I guess I want to stick with here in the United States. Do you think our, and I know we didn't speak about this question off the air, do you think our healthcare system is recognizing endometriosis and trying to help those who are diagnosed with it?
Yes and no. I think it depends on the kinds of health care you have. I mean, I have to pay out of pocket every month for out-of-network health insurance because, there's literally maybe 100 endo specialists in the country that you really need to see an excision specialist, and that's somebody who has studied endometriosis their whole lives because the skills that a surgeon needs to really treat endometriosis effectively, they're not really taught in medical school. They get like kind of the bare bone of the laparoscopic pelvic surgery that they need to treat this disease. And to see these specialists, you need out-of-network benefits. To see pelvic floor physical therapists, you need out-of-network benefits. And then, to see chiropractors and acupuncturists, and we wind up needing homeopathic doctors. And you really need to come at this disease from every corner possible because, they don't really know what causes it. So you're just really treating symptoms. And it's just so difficult. And in that way, they really have failed us because we're all broke from trying to feel just a little bit better and not even have the pain completely gone. We just want to feel well enough to function. And for many of us, that's not a possibility. And, if we're talking about, the government and the healthcare system, it's really not recognized as a disability yet, even though it's completely and utterly disabling. I've had a hard time at work, and I know plenty of women who are out of work right now dealing with the disease, and that's why we're marching on Washington this week. Unfortunately, Endo Warriors isn't able to be there because we all have to work, but there's about at least, I think they estimated about 10,000 women marching on Washington on Thursday in D.C. called the Million Women March for Endometriosis. So if anyone is interested in learning more about that or attending, you can go to millionwomenmarch2014.org.
There you have it. Jill Firsek, she's the CEO and the co-founder of Endo Warriors that you can catch on Facebook and Twitter. Jill, I want a favor from you right now. I have to go to commercial. But we have two callers right now who want to speak to you and want to share their story. And I want to know if we can put you on hold, and then we'll go to commercial and we'll come back and we'll get their questions.
Sure.
Well, there you go. Jill, she likes it. We're going to put Jill on hold, and I'm going to go to commercial. You can call up Jill and share. 855-712-YNTS. You can email @YoAndrewNTS, and you could tweet @AndrewTreeGeo. We love your calls. We love to hear from you. Don't be left behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
What is endometriosis? Where does it come from? How do you get it? All of these questions will be answered this month because it's Endometriosis Awareness Month. Endometriosis is a female health disorder. 176 million women have endometriosis. That's one out of 100. We here on the program this month are doing something. We have teamed up with organizations like Knockout Endo and Endo Warriors to try to fight and knock out endometriosis. Anytime I post something on our Radio Like page, my personal Facebook page, Twitter feed, Instagram feed, that's endometriosis related. When you comment, retweet, like, favorite, $1 will go to endometriosis awareness. When you call in this program, $1 will go to endometriosis awareness. The fact is, there is no known cause or cure. Let's change that. Let's make 1 out of 100 to 0 out of 100. Get up, join us, aware, educate, and knock out endometriosis this Endometriosis Awareness Month.
Is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Can you really lose weight just by walking at home? Oh my, you can really lose weight. We have story after story after story. Here's just a few.
I started seeing results within the first 4 or 5 days.
I was down 10 pounds in that first month, 11 pounds, and it was motivating. Every time the scale moved, I did another workout because I wanted the scale to move some more.
It gives you a great positive attitude where you can just take on anything.
Within the first 3 weeks, I lost 12 pounds.
I became very, very healthy and dropped 80 pounds.
I've lost 104 pounds.
I've lost probably 145 pounds.
I've lost 260 pounds with Leslie's walking program.
I lost 90 pounds, and I've been maintaining that weight loss ever since.
I weigh 266.6 pounds, and I've lost almost 100 pounds.
I lost 100 pounds in 9 months, and I think that's fast enough.
This is a walking workout that all ages can do and get these great benefits. A stronger heart and lungs. Now, that means you have more energy all day long. Conditioned muscles give you a faster metabolism and movement that offers full ranges of motion to keep you flexible and strong as you move through your day. It's ready when you are. You can walk for fitness and healthy weight loss any time of the day or night that fits your schedule.
It's time to walk the walk.
Get your body up!
With it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and a pencil.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every day, over 1 billion new web pages are created. How do you sift through all the noise? TheNeeds.com is your friend on the web that knows your tastes and picks the best news, travel, fashion, food, sports, and more, and brings them all to you in one beautiful package. TheNeeds.com is your personalized discovery platform that lets you explore the best of the web, tailored just for you, on mobile and desktop. TheNeeds.com is smart, simple, and free. Try it today at TheNeeds.com or download the new iOS app from the App Store. TheNeeds.com, your web reimagined.
Radionomy makes it easy for you to access tens of thousands of online radio stations.
You've got it easy listening.
Radionomy.com.
Radionomy is reinventing how you listen to the radio.
Are you looking for in-store music for your business? Today, Jamendo Music can be heard in more than 3,500 businesses, restaurants, hotels, chains of stores in the world with more than 20,000 hours of music broadcasted every day. Visit Jamendo.pro now and discover our quality music channels, easy to use and immediately available.
Jamendo.pro, free music for all.
Jamendo Pro guarantees the most attractive rates with no fees to pay to collective rights societies. Jamendo.pro, free music for all.
Bear gets all the credit.
Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We are now accessing the Yo Andrew Vault, October 19, 2010.
You're not going to give me a sweatshirt because you guys ran out of copies. I'm Andrew Giordano. I'm the president of radio. I've been here all day. I'm a junior here. You're telling me that you thought I ran online to get a sweatshirt? I gave him my sizes with my vice president 2 weeks ago on email. But let's go back for 1 second. Well, you don't have an evaluation form because we forgot, because we didn't make enough copies, so you can't get one. So you're penalizing me for your wrong. This was a first impression of the brand new student government administration.
Don't be surprised.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's just what we do. Each time. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
Can't have a Yo Andrew news talk show not going into my 1950s playlist. And just feeling comfortable. I'm telling you, I remember, what was it? 2 years ago. I did a whole rant on why I really like playing 50s music on the radio. Because everything today is so fast, so upbeat. Can't keep track of it. And when you actually do keep track of it, you're talking about drugs or talking about the boyfriend broke up with me. All right, enough, all right? Doesn't make any sense how you have Katy Perry talking about being lost or being found. Taylor Swift breaking up because she didn't like the boyfriend. And the boyfriend, that's Bruno Mars, is speaking about why he did was wrong. It's like it all comes to me now. Everyone's on the same page. Back then, you had different musicians for different subjects, at least. Well, we're not talking about music. We're talking about endometriosis awareness. And if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Jill Fursick. She is the CEO and co-founder of Endo Warriors, an online organization on Twitter and on Facebook. And Jill is on my phone line, and she has decided to stay with us for the next segment to answer some phone callers that we have for Endometriosis Awareness Month. And Jill, you are on the line now. We took you off hold, and welcome back to the program again. You were just with us a few minutes ago.
Thank you, Andrew.
So now I'm going to get on to our caller, and I already know who she is. I think, if I guess this right, she is the president of KnockoutEndo.com, who we interviewed in this past August, and she's now on my phone line. Bern from Long Island, welcome to the program.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Jill. Hi, Bern.
Look at this. Endo sisters come together on this program. Only I can do it.
Exactly, because you're the best, Andrew. That's why.
Oh, thank you.
I just wanted to say hey to Jill and, you know, just to put it out there that I think it's awesome what the Endo Warriors are doing and all the hard work that you guys put in. I actually attended my first support group with you guys in July, and it just has completely changed the way that I think about endometriosis support and different types of things, of options that are available for patients, and it's just been awesome working with you guys. But I just wanted to find out your opinion on pelvic physical therapy for the treatment of endometriosis.
Well, first of all, let me say hi to Bern, and we absolutely adore her. You are such a wonderful, strong inspiration to this community, and we absolutely love having you at our meetings and having you in our community. As far as pelvic floor physical therapy goes, it's really important, I think, to try pelvic floor physical therapy because most women with endometriosis suffer from something called pelvic floor dysfunction. That's where the muscles in the pelvis and underneath your bottom and into your gluteus, they all kind of connect. And when you're in pain so frequently, those muscles tense up and they stay tight. Which is a lot of the reason why many women have pain with sexual intercourse and after orgasm, because those muscles aren't relaxing afterwards as they normally do when you have a normal functioning system. And pelvic floor physical therapy focuses on myofascial pressure points, also known as trigger points. So there are certain points inside your body where there's pain and tension, and the physical therapist can work externally and as well as internally to help relieve some of that tension. And just to give you an idea, yesterday I was in excruciating pain all day at work, tons of pain on my left ovary, in my uterus, like down my legs. I was having trouble getting around. I went for an hour of pelvic floor physical therapy, and I was in tons of pain last night. I had to medicate myself to get to bed. Hot bath, you know, the works. And today I feel perfectly fine, and I was running around at work like a crazy person. And so, you know, it's not going to make your pain go away. For some women, it might. That's a really good option. For me, it hasn't made my pain go away, but it's been the only thing that's helped recently. And I just also think it's great to have alternative therapies and therapies that don't involve horrible side effects and medications that are going to make you feel sick or crazier than you already do.
Yeah, I totally agree on that one.
Bern, thanks for the
call.
So
if anyone is looking for a pelvic floor physical therapist, please contact us. We're willing to help you find somebody in your area.
Bern, thanks for the call, and I hope everything's well. We haven't spoken in a while. And again, if you want to plug out Knockout Endo, your organization, Bern, that's done great things, just like Endo Warriors has done so far.
Yes, they have.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're too nice.
Bern, thanks for the call.
Bern is also selling endometriosis awareness t-shirts and hot and cold gel packs on her website for Endometriosis Awareness Month at knockoutendo.com.
There you go. Go there right now. Bern, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Again, we are going to take the Endo Warriors from Colorado. That's Denver. Jessica on my phone line. Jess, welcome to the program. Oh, God, I just dropped your call. Oh, God, Jess, call back. Oh, I dropped your call.
Darn, Andrew.
All right, she's going to be calling back yep, she's calling back. All right. Well,
great.
So right now, now we are going to take, it looks like we have our friend Dawn again. She's on my phone line. Dawn from Rhode Island. Welcome to the program. What would you like to ask?
Hi, thank you. I wanted to ask, I had a good friend of mine in high school, and I say good friend, but she was a relative to me. But she had endometriosis at the age of 17, and a doctor told her that if she got pregnant, it would cure it. And she actually did. And she had a long-term boyfriend at the time, and she got pregnant, and it cured it. So she never got it again. Have you heard of getting pregnant as a solution?
So getting pregnant is not a cure first at all.
For her,
but that's not a cure. Her endometriosis is still there. It's just quieted. Hormones, when they change in the body like they do with pregnancy, can quiet the symptoms for some women. And I also have many members who have told me that their symptoms got worse after pregnancy because the hormones can flare the endometriosis. And what's the important thing to remember with endometriosis is every single woman is different. People are like snowflakes, and no two people are going to react the same to hormones.
Right.
And endometriosis isn't going to be the same for everyone. You know, some women are helped by menopause and hysterectomies, and other women it makes them worse. You know, like I was on a medication that makes you go into menopause, and I got worse. You know, every woman is different, and I'm really glad that your friend found relief from her pregnancy. But, you know, how old is her child right now?
Well, this was 16 years ago.
Yeah, so, you know, for some women, they're fine until their kids are one, or they're fine until they stop breastfeeding, or they're fine until their kids are three, or they're great and good for them. But I have lots of women in my group who are mothers, and they're still in a lot of pain. So pregnancy doesn't work for anybody, or I've had a baby a long time ago.
Have you heard of that as being a cure, though? Because that's what the doctor told her.
No, and that's also a myth, and that's interesting that, you know, my uncle is a doctor. Unfortunately, he's not a doctor in gynecology, or I'd be all set. And he said that to me, and I've had doctors who don't know a lot about endometriosis say that to me. And I feel like that's something that doctors heard when they went to medical school years and years ago when Samson's theory was, you know, still in play. And now we know that that's not how endometriosis starts, and that's why they believe that, because they believed endometriosis was completely fueled by estrogen, and that's not true anymore.
Dawn.
But it works for some and not for all, and you don't know what the real cure is, right?
Right, and I mean, they were telling me to go ahead and have a baby when I was 26 years old and single, and clearly that's not a good option for somebody who's in excruciating pain every day and who can't have intercourse because they're in too much pain. So for a doctor to tell a woman who says, I'm in excruciating pain, and I can't have sex with my significant other, oh, just go have a baby, it'll make everything better, that just sounds like a complete and utter ridiculousness. You know, like, your friend, I'm glad it worked for her, but that's not a cure for everyone, and it's certainly not an option.
Thank you for spreading the awareness of it. I didn't know it was as complicated as it is.
Done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right. Well, thank you for
calling
doing
in.
The show. And good luck with your awareness.
Thanks, Dawn. Thanks for the
Thank
call.
You. Bye.
Really appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you,
now,
Dawn. We're glad to hear from you.
Now we're going to Jessica all the way in Denver. Her Super Bowl team didn't win, but she still has time to come on the program. Jess, welcome to the program. What would you like to ask Jill?
Oh, man, that was like, I'm so happy, and then you had to bring that up.
I'm seriously so
happy to be hearing you on the radio right now. This is really exciting, and I just am so happy to be any part of it and can just say, as you know, as somebody who's really excited to be, I guess, coming in and trying to reach out and hopefully, you know, touch like even a small percentage of the lives of women that the entire organization has been able to affect. You know, but it's just also just hearing the word endometriosis on the radio is amazing. I know that might sound silly to anybody who doesn't, you know, who hasn't had it or anything, but I know that, you know, Jill, you know, and so many of the women that, probably all of the women that you talk to every day just feel the same way hearing it right now. And it's really amazing because it's a really lonely disease. And that's one thing I hope that people will hear about it, is that, you know, people are undereducated about it, and it's just because there's not enough information there. And, you know, that makes it painful because it's patronizing, you know, to hear from so many people like, oh, you know, well, it's just this, or have you tried this? Or, you know, I mean, it's hard to feel like other people can even scratch the surface of understanding what it is that, you know, that we go through. So I just thank you so much for creating something so amazing and for allowing me to be a part of it. And I'm just really excited to reach out to the women here in Colorado. So
thank you, Jessica. And, you know, you bring up a really good point about how people just really don't know a lot about it. And it's really sad that there is even a lot of physicians who don't know a lot about it and to give misadvice and misinformation. And, you know, it's interesting when people used to say to me, what's endometriosis? I used to roll my eyes because it was just really frustrating. And now when people ask that, I get so excited that I get to educate somebody and they can go tell other people and spread more awareness because, you know, people don't know a lot about it. I think that a lot of women just don't feel comfortable discussing their periods and their sex life openly, especially when something's not right. And women are taught that their periods are supposed to be painful. And, yeah, cramps are normal, but they're not supposed to be so bad that you can't go about your daily life and you're confined to your bed and you're eating fat with painkillers. And, you know, as women, we need to start being more comfortable talking about these issues. And men really need to learn to listen more and not be so, you know, grossed out. And hopefully more people will have more knowledge and in turn more compassion for all the women battling this disease. And, you know, we're really happy to have you on board. And you're right, it's really exciting that Andrew was so thoughtful to have us on the show and to get the word out about endometriosis. Awareness is a really important factor in getting this disease cured.
Well, I think it's just like, I mean, at this point too, it's, I want to say thank you as well to Andrew for doing this because it really I think means so much more than, you know, just women with endometriosis or any, you know, sort of invisible illness, you know, can just say thank you for getting it out there because it is, you know, considered, you know, it's just unknown, you know, and as you said, Jill, it's like even physicians, it doesn't matter how educated the person is, you know, my mother is a very well-educated physician and said to me the other day, like, oh, but it'll probably go away when you have kids. And it's that same conversation that's like, that happens occasionally, but there is no cure, right. And that is the truth, you know.
I hope Dawn doesn't get upset with me because, like, that's when she said that to me. I was like, no, my mom says that to me all the time. And like, literally, I was like, I love you, but no, that's not necessarily the truth. And like, the other day I was on Endometropolis, another wonderful endometriosis Facebook group, and somebody asked that, like, does it get better with pregnancy? And I have snapshots on my iPad, like 4 pages of them, of women being like, you know, I had my son, and then I, you know, 3 years later, it came back full force, and it's so much worse.
Yeah.
Mine has gone worse since my daughter was born this many years ago. I was nursing, and I was good, and then all of a sudden, it came back, and even worse than before. Like, you know, a lot of things that, you know, the myths about pregnancy and hysterectomy curing endometriosis, like, it doesn't. It might help some women, and like those women are the exception, not the rule, you know. And it's frustrating when people don't know all the facts and then put that on you and expect you to make your life around, you know, to just have a baby. They'll cure everything. It's just not.
Don't be ill if you have a baby, you know.
And just
No, I understand. And I think another part of it is that it's that for so long, I think that people, I don't know, I know for me personally, and I think that probably for a lot of women, but, you know, speaking for myself alone, I know that, you know, regardless of having an amazing support system in every other area of life, you know, in that area, it was like they just, you know, had no idea of the seriousness of what was going on. And I think for so long, having to fight for your ability to be upset or like in pain and you can't do anything and just kind of, you know, you're looked at almost as like, you know, dramatic or, you know, it's not that bad. And it's like your organs are stuck together sometimes, you know, like your body is full of scar tissue and you're bleeding internally and people have no idea what that, you know, they don't even put those together, you know, like, and it's just, I think it's that we have had to, like, I loved, you know, that End of Warriors was the name that was chosen for the organization.
Jill?
Yes. Sorry, I think we lost her.
we want to go to our next caller, and we thank Jess for the call. We have so many calls, and we want to get through all of them as fast as possible now. And we want to get Heather from Phoenix.
Sure.
Heather, welcome to the program. Really quick, what would you like to say?
Well, I'm kind of playing off of a couple of things that the last couple of callers talked about pregnancy being a cure. That's very false. And then just kind of saying how we need to get more awareness. Doctors need to definitely step up. I mean, I work with a specialist in Phoenix, and he's not handling my care the way he should be.
I'm sorry to hear that. You know, there is a specialist map that in a metropolis created, and if you'd like us to send that to you, please feel free to email us at endowarriors@gmail.com, and we're happy to answer any more questions that you might have or help you find, you know, some help medically, or if you need some emotional support, you know, we're here for you and anyone else in your family or your friends that might have any questions.
Yeah, definitely. I have actually started going to a different specialist in Utah because the excision specialist in Phoenix kept telling me that I didn't have endometriosis, even though I've had been diagnosed and everything. So it's really frustrating. Even the doctors who are on list as specialists in the research centers tell you some doctors just still won't listen, and it's really frustrating. And that's what I hope this March does, is definitely get people more involved.
Right, and keep in mind that, you know, endometriosis takes a lot of different forms, and it actually, like, physically looks different visually.
Right.
It can come in different colors, and not all surgeons are trained to recognize all forms of the disease. So finding really good, efficient treatment can be very hard, and I'm so terribly sorry that you're struggling to find somebody who's going to help you, you know, get rid of your pain, and we're happy to give you any assistance that we can.
Right, and I appreciate that, and
Heather, thanks for the call. We are going to move on to our next caller here on the program.
Okay.
We have to go to Nicole in New Jersey. Nicole, welcome to the program. What would you like to ask Jill?
Thank you so much. I mean, I understand how difficult it is, you know, what a terrible disease it is. And one of the things that I just wanted to mention is that somebody very close to me is battling it, and I just wanted to know where I could get more information on helping people.
So if you'd like to help anyone, you know, you can always shoot us an email at endowarriors@gmail.com. You can look at our Facebook page for different ways to support the women in your life suffering from endometriosis. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/endowarriorssupport. Some other websites I might recommend are endometriosis.org. And I would really recommend reading. There's an incredible book out right now for all patients and caregivers of women with endo. It's called Stop Endometriosis and Pelvic Pain by Dr. Andrew Cook. and also Googling endometriosis by Dr. David Redwine. And endofound.org, the EFA, they have some great information on there as well, especially about the myths about endo. And endometriosis.org has a great animated video that I've shown to some people very close to me. Sometimes I think it's just great to have a visualization of the disease and how it's treated. And the best thing you can do really is just say, how can I help? You know, sometimes when we ask people, how are you feeling, it gets almost tiresome because we never feel good. And to tell you shitty all the time, excuse my language, to tell you that we don't feel good all the time is, you know, we feel like we're just complaining. So just to ask her, how can I help you? What can I do? Sometimes it's really just someone to listen. Sometimes it's to bring over some food when you can't make it to the market, or someone just to keep you company while you're stuck in bed with your heating pad.
And Nicole,
absolutely.
Nicole, thanks for the call. We really appreciate it. And Jill, we are running out of time, and if we didn't get to your call, we're really sorry. Jill Furstek, CEO and co-founder of Endo Warriors, on my phone line, speaking with many who have questions about endometriosis and also wants to share their story. And we want to thank you for coming on the program, and we hope you can be with us again in the near future, giving us an update on what the organization has done. Jill, where can my audience contact you for more information and questions they might have?
Sure. Anybody can contact us at our email address, endowarriors@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at endowarriors, and you can find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/endowarriorssupport. And if you're a patient and you don't want your questions coming up in your newsfeed, we have a private Facebook discussion group. That's facebook.com/groups/endowarriors. And we're here for anybody, including patients and caregivers. And one of our members, her boyfriend, started a group for men who support women with endometriosis called Mendo Warriors. And you can find that on Facebook as well.
Jill, thanks for being on the program. Feel better. Keep doing what you're doing. And we here will be right behind you. Have a good night.
You too, Andrew. Thank you very much. And I hope you guys will check out. We're going to have a flash mob in New York City on Saturday afternoon around noon in Columbus Circle to bring more endometriosis awareness. So if anyone would like to participate, they can sign up on our Facebook page. And we hope that everyone will wear yellow or a yellow ribbon to spread endometriosis awareness. And thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you, Jill. Have a good night. I really appreciate it. When I come back, Sound Club of Wisdom, don't leave that behind.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every day, over a billion new web pages are created. How do you sift through all the noise? TheNeeds.com is your friend on the web that knows your tastes and picks the best news, travel, fashion, food, sports, and more, and brings them all to you in one beautiful package. TheNeeds.com is your personalized discovery platform that lets you explore the best of the web, tailored just for you, on mobile and desktop. TheNeeds.com is smart, simple, and free. Try it today at TheNeeds.com or download the new iOS app from the App Store. TheNeeds.com, your web reimagined.
Not all superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans or sweaters or suits, just like ordinary people, because that's what they are. They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary. Men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky, look in the mirror
Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
I'm Julianne Moore. The story begins a few years ago in New York City, where I met a dad and his little boy. The child's head was stitched and bandaged. The man explained his son had tuberous sclerosis, a genetic disease that could cause brain tumors, epilepsy, autism, kidney failure, even death. Where will the story end? Where it must, with a cure. The Tuberous Sclerosis Alliance. Join the fight at tsalliance.org.
Your first-time listener, it's called Sound Clip of Wisdom. It's a clip we play at the end of the program. It creates a brand new conversation that you can take with you when we're off the air. You can email me, tweet me, Instagram, or a call, or of course, call me about it. But again, we are running out of time, so we won't be able to get your calls. This Sound Clip of Wisdom is by the popular show The Wonder Years. And if you know Ben Savage from Boy Meets World, the actor, this is his brother who plays the role. And it's a great show. It really showed, I think it was based on a true story, The Wonder Years. This a few years of this young character's life that he'll never forget. And this was one of the last lines of the program. And what I like about this clip is it shows that you'll never forget particular time of your life. There's those few years, some call an era, some has it just a whole decade like myself, the 90s. Others, though, call it the Wonder Years. Here's the minute and a half sound clip of wisdom.
Like I said, things never turn out exactly the way you planned.
It's good. It was a good fourth.
Yeah. So you're going to be a grandpa, huh?
Not bad.
Gray hair and everything?
Yeah, soon enough.
Growing up happens in a heartbeat. One day you're in diapers, next day you're gone. But the memories of childhood stay with you for the long haul. I remember a place, a town, a house, like a lot of houses. A yard like a lot of other yards. On a street like a lot of other streets. And the thing is, after all these years, I still look back with wonder. Right
we
there.
All have those years, do we? That time of your life that you'll never forget. But like I said last week, when I was giving you a little hint of my brand new podcast, A 90s Child, that's coming soon. We already got a webmaster all week right now. She's making it. And we got a spokesperson. We got all this stuff. Like I said last week, when I was talking about those two gentlemen in the dentist's office, they were talking about their wonder years back in the 50s and the 60s. But there's no reason to judge times now. You're not judging what's going on now. You're judging that it's not your wonder years. It's not what it used to be. But you have to accept what is now. And you hope that you can make the best out of it. And if you take what you have now and bring it to good use, these could be your new wonder years. And it could be your child wonder years. Just think about that. Have a conversation with someone about that. This young character, that whole show is all about his wonder years. The best years of his life. And it was a great show in the 90s. And I'm glad I got to share it with you. I want to thank my mom, my dad, my brother, love you, thank you. I want to thank our affiliates. It's your radio, audio graded, Best After Dark, Route 1 Radio, AMWBOQ 1230, and Transformation Talk Radio. Our crew, Howard Forrest, phone screener, Mary Claire, our producer, and Moon Summer, our voiceover personality. Our two guests, author and radio host, January Jones, and Jill Fursick, CEO and co-founder of Endometriosis. All of our callers, some like Byrne from Long Island, thank you for the calls. From Rhode Island, Byrne from Long Island, thank you for the calls. I want to thank you, the audience, to make the show. I just put everything out. You're always thanked. Just stick around, listen to me for a little bit longer.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.